Let's get into it. So, hopefully you guys can hear the music good. Just got done from a workout. Just got back to the house. This is my second, but it's actually about day and a half. Had a hair in my mouth. It's like day and a half of my carnivore diet. Feeling really good. Have a lot of energy. My workouts have been really good on keto when I was doing my cut. The workouts towards the end were really shitty. That was just because I was getting towards the end of my cut, not consuming many calories. But today, I have a very good episode. Hopefully, it's going to give you some motivation. Hopefully, it's going to inspire you to start doing better. When it comes to just stop making excuses. But on this episode today, I want to talk about diet backlash. Whenever you do start a new eating program, all the backlash you hear at first from people. And I talk about who you should listen to, who you shouldn't listen to, and putting in the research before you start a diet. And also, do you want to work out, but you're nervous or you're insecure of what you look like at the gym? Because to be honest with you guys, I used to be the exact same way. It's not like people just feel good about going to the gym. When you don't go to the gym and you want to maybe train yourself to go to the gym, then you just have to, like, that's, so I'm going to dive into that. I'm going to dive into that here in a minute. First, I do want to talk about the diet backlash. And this basically comes from, I just started the carnivore diet. I put out a podcast episode yesterday. Usually, I don't do episodes back to back to back like this. You know, I usually have about a week in between. But I got so much of a backlash yesterday and even today as far as doing a carnivore diet because it's all meat. And, you know, to be honest, I understand where the backlash is coming from. On paper, you know, just looking and thinking about the diet, an all-meat diet does not sound the healthiest. But guys, you have to understand, when I do something, I do everything calculated. When it comes to my body, I'm trying to live 100 years. I'm not trying to get in the best looking shape and, you know, just to impress somebody. I'm trying to do this for ultimate health. And I think that things should be experimented. I think somebody that does a typical American diet when you eat processed carbs and all types of other, fried foods and just all types of junk, I think that diet needs to be looked into. I think people that do that diet should mess around with different food items to see what really makes them feel good. Because if you never think about it and just eat whatever and you feel like crap, you have to wonder, is there a reason behind that? So, you know, I don't want you guys to believe anything I say. I really don't want you guys to believe anything I say. I'm trying to provide value and give my opinion on everything. But I want you to know that my opinion is backed by research, is backed by studies, is backed by me watching countless doctors talk about this research. And I want you to take this. I want you to literally get on Google and look up, is the carnivore diet healthy? And you're probably going to see a couple, not studies, but just articles that say blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. And you're going to see probably 100 or, you know, this is kind of a newer form of a diet, but you're going to see a majority that say this is really good or I had a ton of benefits, or you're going to see a lot of before and after pictures, or you're just going to see a lot of people that are way healthier. And so, you know, that's something I wanted to get off my chest. When it does come to starting a new diet, whatever you do, there's always going to be, if there's somebody that's behind you, or you start it first, or if you have that one family member, because that's who it usually is. It's usually somebody in your inner circle. If there's that one family member, that one best friend, and you start something new, they're always going to question because it's something different. People don't like change. So you have to siphon out those people that you just have to, you know, have selective hearing to those things. You want to hear them. But if you don't think it's right, or if that's not what you research, or if that's not how you feel, like for me, when I was doing keto, I still get told that the keto diet is a shit diet, or that it's unhealthy for your body. This is one I love, and I actually wrote this down, is when people say that carbs are essential. people say carbs are essential. And that's something that's been pounded into our brain by mainly by big brands, mainly by supplement and nutrition shops, by supplement brands themselves. But carbs are not an essential amino acid. The only two essential amino acids in life that you need, are you guys ready for it? The only two essential amino acids in life that you need is protein and fat. You only need those two. You only need those two. You do not need carbs. Now, that being said, you know, I know I might even get attacked for saying that, but that's the only two you need. Now, there can be benefits behind carbs. I mean, I'm not saying carbs are bad. I'm just saying that you do not need carbs. You can get everything that you can from carbs through other foods, through taking supplements, through whatever it is. You do not have to have carbs. But to sum this portion of the episode up, I'm not going to rant too long about this, but you just have to do what feels right to you. And you want to look up all this stuff. If you want to try the carnivore diet, I truly believe that you should spend 24 hours, or you should spend a half a day, or a week, or however long you need to just research it. Look up everything. Watch YouTube videos. Message people on Instagram. Find somebody that's doing it on Instagram. DM them. Talk to people. Did your long lost friend from high school do it? You saw him on Facebook? Message them. Talk to them about it. And then make your decision. Don't make it off your decision that you saw one show on Netflix or one source. Never get your information from just one source. Get it from multiple sources. Pull from everywhere and pull all that information in, and then make a decision on what's best for you. And then try it. And if you feel like shit and you don't like it, give it a fair shot. Don't try it for a day and say it wasn't right for you. Give it a fair shot. Say, I'm going to stick to this hardcore strict for 7 days. You know, maybe work yourself into it slow, but strict for 7 days and give it a shot. Because that's a real fair shake. 7 days, you'll get a little bit of a vibe to the diet. You'll probably even get into ketosis. Just on whatever you do, I truly believe this goes for anything. Like a job. Like, I mean, if you work 2 days at a job and hate it, that's maybe one exception that I would say bounce. But at the same time, you just want to make sure that you've got the full experience of it too. If you went to orientation and you thought it seemed weird, maybe you should give it a second day because it might come around. You know what I mean? Like wait till training. Wait till you start getting the benefits of the job. And also, real quick, when people say diet, because this is something that my friends have touched on, you know, I say that I'm doing this carnivore diet. Just by saying the word diet, it has a stigma around it that it particularly means weight loss. This, you know, doing a diet has nothing to do with weight loss. It's a particular way of eating, a particular food group of what you're eating. If I ask somebody, what type of diet are you on? It's not so much referring to, you know, you're trying to, you know, what type of foods are you eating to lose weight? It's what type of foods are you eating? And if that diet is worked out to be a fat loss diet, or you're eating, your calorie goals are for fat loss, then that's different. But just by saying diet, so a lot of times I don't even like using the word diet. I do all the time because it's just so natural and, you know, it's such a common word. But just by saying the word diet, don't think that every, because, you know, when I say I'm doing the carnivore diet, I got so many messages that said, why are you trying to lose weight? My dad called me, worried that I was going to get too skinny because I was still trying to lose weight just because of the word diet. And people don't understand it's a way of eating. The people that lose when it comes to nutrition and their weight loss goals are the people that do a so-called diet plan. Stick to it for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, hit their goals, lose however much weight they want to, however much pounds and fat they want to, and then they fall right back off and think that they can just start eating, you know, they started from zero, they can start eating the way they can, and, you know, maybe 5-10 pounds will come back. No, it all comes back. It all comes back. So the stigma around the word diet is so it has a bad stigma around it. So when somebody says to you they're doing a diet, or when you tell somebody you're doing a diet, just know that's a way of eating. It's not a fat loss thing. It's not a fat loss thing. I could be on the unhealthy diet. I could call it the unhealthy diet, where I'm eating 20 cheeseburgers from McDonald's every single day. It's a diet. It's a way of eating. It's a type of food I'm eating, but I'm not going to lose weight. It's not going to be healthy. So, you know, I don't like the word diet. I use it all the time, and I need to probably work myself on trying to not use it. You know, I should just say keto. I do keto, or and keto is a metabolic state. So, I mean, that's a little weird for me to say I do keto, but it is what it is. People get it. Or I do carnivore. So anyways, lastly, nervous at the gym. This is something that when I first got into working out that kind of held me back. Let me change up some music here. Get something else on. Get something else on for us. Uh-oh. Okay, so nervous at the gym. When I first got into working out, I was 255 pounds. I was nervous as hell. I only went to the gym. I said, I want to work out, but I don't want people there. I don't want to be around anybody. And, you know, I didn't have room at home to put weights and stuff or work out at home because I wanted to get fully into it. I just didn't want anybody there. And then I was thinking, you know, once I hit a certain point, I'll have my confidence up and I'll be able to go in there with everybody and that'll be awesome. That was my mindset. Looking back on it, so I would only go into the gym between 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. is when I would get to the gym, right in between there. Sometimes I wouldn't get to the gym till 12 and leave out of there at 2 or 3 in the morning. Like, I was so intense. And, you know, doing that way in particular, it was low self-confidence, basically, in myself. It was insecurity. But I want you to know that after, you know, with me doing that for probably about the first week, and then I was really coming, the first week I was coming in about midnight to the gym. Nobody in there. There wasn't a soul in the gym. And then I started bringing it back 11, 10, 9, 8. And then I was in there at like peak hours of like 4 or 5 with like everybody. And just don't let that be an excuse to you. Go in there. Nobody gives a fuck. Like, half of the people, if you're worried about your weight or what you look like because, you know, you're not fit and healthy, nobody cares. Everybody in the gym was there at one point. Everybody was. And a lot of times, like, when I first started going in there at peak hours and around everybody, I was getting help from some of the people that were, like, ripped, that were, you know, like, health nuts, fitness nuts. And so it really benefited me. So just don't let that be an excuse to you. I know so many people that I say, you want to go to the gym? No, I don't really like going to those people there. I get it. That's how I used to be. But that's just such bullshit. That's an excuse. You have to realize with anything you do in life, when you say something, when you make a statement like that, I don't want to bring people there, that's an excuse. That's an excuse. It's not that it's inconvenient. I mean, it is a little inconvenient, but it's not that bad to where you have to cancel. It's not that, it's not anything else but an excuse. And you just have to recognize that. Just go in there, get your workout done. You're going to feel so much better. The faster you can do this, the better you're going to feel. Like, it's so simple. And I'm so desperate to get this through to people. Like, nobody cares what you look like when at the gym. If you're 400 pounds, if I see a 400-pound dude or girl at the gym, I automatically fucking love them. I automatically love anybody that's way overweight that's at the gym, because that other dude that's 400 pounds or that other girl that's 400 pounds that's not at the gym, they're fucking up. Like, that person at least has the humility and at least cares enough about themselves, has enough love for themselves to want to go out there and do it. So, I mean, there's no excuses. Just go in there, get your work done, stick to a diet, and it's going to happen for you. And then you're going to have that confidence. Like, I love going into the gym. If it's not for the annoyingness of not having a machine sometimes, of having to bounce around and just being so busy, I love going during peak hours. I truly do. And I just love, I love people around. Like, if you want to watch me, cool. If not, you know, I like going in there and talking to people. Y'all go in there and joke with some people, some random people. I've met friends at the gym. Like, it's the fucking best. So just don't let that be an excuse to you. I know this whole episode has been kind of a little bit of a rant, but I just wanted to get some things off my chest. Nervousness of people. Don't be nervous. Go in there so proud and so confident and just get your shit done. Get your shit done. Also, diet backlash. If you are going to start a new diet, do me a huge favor, and this is more than anything, is one, go all in on it. Don't go in it half-assed. Don't go in it and quit after a day. Also, just be cautious of who you listen to. Don't listen to the person that's 100 pounds overweight giving you diet advice. That's the most ludicrous thing that I've heard. That is almost as bad as a 300-pound personal trainer. I don't understand it. If you're not going to practice your ways yourself, then just don't do it. A 300-pound personal trainer teaching fat loss makes no sense to me, because what the fuck do they have to show for it? Also, the stigma around the word diet. I'm tired of that word. I'm tired of that word. I use it all the time. I'm going to have to stop, because people get such the wrong vibe off of the word diet. Go look it up in the definition. It's a way of eating. So anyways, that is all I have for you guys today. I really appreciate all of my listeners that do listen to this. If you made it to this part of the podcast, thank you so much. If the music was too loud, just tell me I am an idiot and I'll turn it down this next time. I want your guys' questions on Instagram. You can follow me at Keto Ross or at underscore Ross Hyatt underscore. And I'd love to answer all of your questions for you. I love you guys so much. It means the world to me that you do even consume any of my content. The fact that I only have like 300 viewers or something on here, but that just like blows my mind. Like, that's not shit, but at the same time, like, that's way more shit than I ever thought I'd have. So I'm going to end this right now. I'm going to get ready, eat, and then do some more work before I go to bed. But have a good night, guys. I'll try coming back to you with something. If I have another little rant to get off my chest, I'll try doing that soon. If not, I will be back to speak to you guys soon. So have a good night, guys, and I'll see you.